Title: Bass Note Glide Control from Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated weapons in late night drum and bass. Controlled bass glide, not the huge EDM siren slide. I'm talking tight, intentional little movements that make a roller feel alive, smoky, and a bit dangerous without smearing your low end. By the end of this, you'll have a two-layer bass in Ableton using only stock devices, a clean, stable sub that never glides, and a mid-layer that can glide only when you tell it to. And the secret is simple. Legato plus note overlap. You'll basically be programming articulation, not turning on some always-on effect. Step 0, quick session prep so the glide actually makes sense. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Then put some drums in. Even a rough loop is fine. Classic DDNB foundations, snare on 2 and 4, hats doing 16 THS with a bit of velocity movement. And make sure there's some kick pattern pushing the groove. The reason we start with drums is glide timing feels completely different in silence. The pocket is everything at 172. Now let's build the instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Glide Rack. Drop an instrument rack on it and make two chains. Name the first chain SUB, no glide. Name the second chain MID, glide. Let's do the SUB chain first. Clean. Boring, solid. That's the goal. Drop operator on the SUB chain. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn voices to 1 so it's mono. Keep the level around minus 6 dB for now. We'll balance later. After operator, add EQ 8. Low pass it's somewhere around 120 to 160 Hz. We're intentionally keeping this sub pure. If it's booming in your key, you can do a tiny dip around 50 to 70, but don't overthink it. Then add utility. Set it to mono. Either bass mono on, or just width at 0. The vibe here is the club can trust this note. No glide, no stereo wobble, no drama. Now the MID chain. This is where the smoke lives. Drop wave eatable onto the MID chain. Start with something smooth. Basic shapes is perfect, because we can add character with filtering and saturation instead of relying on a crazy waveform. Keep unison off or super minimal. Late night rollers usually don't need that huge wide super saw vibe. Turn on the filter. Choose LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz zone depending on how dark you want it. Now the key settings, mono, legato, glide. Set voices to 1. Turn mono on. Turn glide on. Set glide time around 60 to 120 milliseconds as a starting point. And most important, enable legato. Here's what legato is doing for us. It makes glide happen only when notes overlap. So instead of every note sliding like a melted keyboard, you get surgical control. You decide exactly where the slides occur just by editing MIDI lengths. After wave eatable and saturator, put it in analog clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This helps the mid-layer speak on smaller speakers and gives that slightly menacing edge without needing tons of volume. Then add EQ 8. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it out of the sub lane. If you want more presence, do a gentle lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Keep it tasteful. The whole vibe is moody, not shiny. At this point, play a note and you should hear a stable sub foundation, plus a mid-tone that's ready to slide when we tell it to. Now we program MIDI. This is where the real glide control happens. Create a 1 or 2 bar clip and write a roller style rhythm. Think 1/8 notes with little 1/16 syncopations and, most importantly, space. DNB bass lines breathe around the snare. If you want a simple starting point in a minor, try something like A1. Leave a rest, A1 again. Pop up to C2. Back to A1, down to G1, rest, then A1 again. Don't worry about copying that perfectly. The goal is a pattern that moves but leaves room for the drums. Now the glide trick. For transitions where you do not want glide, do not overlap notes. In fact, give them a tiny gap. 5 to 20 milliseconds is enough. You won't hear the gap as a rest, but the synth will treat it as a new articulation, so it won't glide. For transitions where you do want glide, overlap the notes. Start with 20 to 80 milliseconds at 172 BPM. That's plenty. If you overlap half a beat, the slide will get big and it'll start to feel sloppy fast. And here's a coaching note. Think of glide as articulation, not a special effect. If you can mouth the rhythm like .eah and it matches the groove, your slide is doing its job. If it feels like a long bend that ignores the drums, it's too much. A really useful mental model is two glide lengths, a microslide, about 15 to 40 milliseconds of overlap. This gives you that cheeky pull without making the pitch travel super obvious. And a phrase slide, about 50 to 110 milliseconds of overlap. That's your end-of-phrase moment. Bar endings, section transitions, little turnaround energy. Now let's make the mid feel smoky instead of cartoony. Go back to Wavitable and add a subtle LFO to the filter cutoff. Set LFO 1 to a sine or triangle. Sync it to 1/4 or 1/8. And keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. We're not wobbling. We're breathing. Optionally, add a little envelope movement to the filter. Short decay, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds, with a low amount. That gives the start of the note a bit of definition while staying dark. If you find yourself wanting to raise the filter cutoff just to hear the slide better, pause. That's the trap. Instead, you can make the slide speak with harmonics and dynamics, not brightness. One option is adding an auto filter after saturation on the MID chain, keeping it low and dark, but adding a tiny envelope amount and a bit of drive. That way the articulation shows up without turning into a shiny bass. Now let's glue the two layers together on the main track. After the instrument rack, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just for cohesion, not pumping. Then add EQ8. If the kick and sub are fighting, this is where you can carve a small notch around where your kick lives. Often 50 to 60 Hz or sometimes 90 to 110, depending on tuning and sample choice. Then put a limiter at the end as a safety, ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Don't use it for loudness. Just catch any surprise spikes from saturation and glides. Now sidechain, because in rolling DNB, sidechain is functional. It's a groove tool. Add a compressor after your EQ, or use glue if that's your preference. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as input. Set attack very fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Then pull the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on kicks. If the sub feels unstable, here's a pro move. Sidechain sub chain slightly more than the mid chain by putting compressors inside each chain. That keeps the body clean while the character layer can still speak. Quick sanity checks. Because this is where people get lost. Mistake 1. Glide on the sub. Don't do it. It smears pitch, messes with phase perception, and the club weight disappears. Mistake 2. Not using legato. If legato is off, glide can happen in ways you don't intend, and it's harder to control. Mistake 3. Overlaps too long at 172. It turns to mush. Mistake 4. Too much saturation before EQ. That balloons low mids and your snare loses bite. Mistake 5. Ignoring tuning. If your kick and sub are stepping on each other, glide will sound wrong even if the programming is perfect. Here's a really practical tool. Drop a tuner device after the rack. Watch the note display during slides. If it smears for too long, shorten the overlap, shorten glide time, or keep the slide only in the mid layer. The tuner gives you an honest visual of whether you're sliding tastefully or just bending everywhere. Now let's talk about interval choices, because this is how you aim the mood. Minor seconds and major seconds, one or two semitones, are the noir moves. Controlled tension, late night, minimal. Fourth and fifth jumps feel more like a statement, great for a turnaround at the end of a phrase. Octave jumps can work, but in fast rollers they're risky unless glide time is short and the rhythm is really clean. Next, arrangement. Glide is seasoning. Use it like a signature, not a constant. Try an end-of-phrase slide in the last eighth note before the next bar. Try call and response. Bar 1 is dry, bar 2 has one juicy slide. In the second half of your drop, add one or two extra overlaps to lift energy without changing the whole bassline. And here's a jungle nod trick. A very short glide up into the space around the snare on beat 2. But don't slide through the snare transient. That masks the crack. Slide into the gap before, or answer right after. If you want an advanced technique, ghost note legato. Instead of overlapping your main notes, add a tiny ghost note right before the destination note. Make it super short, like 1/64 or 1/32, and let it overlap into the destination. Often use the same pitch as the destination, or 1 to 2 semitones away. This forces a percussive, intentional slide that feels like a quick inhale before the hit. Another advanced idea, if you're playing parts in, you can make glide intensity performance-based. Use the expression control device to map MIDI velocity to Wavitable's glide time in a small range, like 50 to 120 milliseconds, and maybe a touch of filter cutoff too. Now harder hits get a little more drama, but the groove stays consistent, and one more spicy arrangement move. Mid-only fill. In the final bar of an 8-bar loop, Mute the sub chain for an eighth note or a quarter beat while letting the mid continue. Suddenly the slide tells a story, and when the sub returns, the drop feels heavier without adding any new layers. Now let's lock in a short practice exercise so this sticks. Build the rack exactly like we did. Sub with operator, no glide. Mid with wavy double, mono legato glide. Write a 2-bar bass line in a minor with at least 6 notes. Add glide only on 2 transitions. 1 short upward slide with about 30 milliseconds overlap. 1 downward slide with about 50 milliseconds overlap. Then resample or bounce 8 bars and listen like a producer, not like a fan. Does the sub stay steady and confident? Do the slides sound intentional, like punctuation? And bonus. Automate glide time in bar 8. Maybe go from 70 milliseconds to 140 just for that end of phrase melt, then snap back on the downbeat. Final recap to burn it in. 2 layers. Sub never glides. Mid glides. Mono. Legato. Glide on the mid synth. Glide is controlled by note overlap, not by turning a knob and praying. Keep overlaps short at fast tempos. Dark filtering plus light saturation gives you smoke without shine. EQ and sidechain keep it sitting with the drums. If you tell me your track key and whether you're aiming more minimal roller, liquid, or neurodark, I can suggest a few interval moves and a glide time range that tends to hit perfectly for that lane.